Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. A strong cast and realistic atmosphere does a lot to shore up the gritty and brutally violent blue-collar revenge drama Out of the Furnace. Christian Bale plays a hardworking employee at a Pennsylvania steel mill whose life is upended after a night of drinking. He's involved in a car wreck, spends time in prison for involuntary manslaughter, loses his girlfriend, and hopes for the future. Things get worse when, after being released from prison, his Iraqi war veteran brother, played by Casey Affleck, gets involved with some creepy promoters of illegal bare-knuckle boxing. Ultimately, Christian has to confront the psychotic leader of the fight club, played by Woody Harrelson. Bale is spot-on as always, Affleck is also impressive, and Harrelson oozes evil as the unhinged hillbilly gangster. Other members of the impressive cast include Zoe Saldana, Forrest Whitaker, Sam Shepard, and Willem Dafoe, all who lend able support. Writer-director Scott Cooper manages to create the right oppressive atmosphere for this melodramatic tale of vengeance, but the brutal story is overly familiar and awkwardly structured. It makes some pointed observations about our decaying Rust Belt industries and the shameful treatment received by some of our returning war vets. If this is starting to sound a bit like The Deer Hunter, it's understandable. That movie is obviously the inspiration for this film. It even has a deer hunting scene. But Out of the Furnace isn't in that league. It could be described as Deer Hunter Light. And now for some great news for local movie buffs. The Tivoli Theater in Westport was faced with the possibility of closure at the end of the year if it didn't raise enough money to purchase a new digital projection system. A Kickstarter campaign was launched, and it managed to raise enough dough to fund the upgrade. Chalk it up as a big win for the little guys and local fans of art house movies. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!